past week. Nice weather. You know, it wasn't hot, and as usual, good food. So it was a nice event. Got to run into some folks that normally don't see because of the hustle and bustle. You know, they're either working or we just don't run into each other, but it was a nice event. That's all I have, Mayor.
Okay. Councilmember Fast.
Each month we get a building report from the city, and I just found it interesting. We were talking about the solar permits, and so I counted how many solar permits. Out of the 74 permits for last month, 38 of them were for solar permits, so
unreal.
More than half.
And it just keeps getting bigger.
And the dollar amount, if you look at the total value, year to date is $12 million, and previous years the high was $25 million, so we're almost halfway compared to last year. We were only at $4 million year to date, so I think that's changed the workload probably for a lot of your staff to get those all completed, and so I think there's a payoff here of some of the decisions that have been made. So thank you.
Yeah. Councilman Beck.
Along with a few of the members of the council, I also attended the ribbon cutting at the Venice Health, and again, great presentation, City Manager. That was a great job there. And they've got a real good crew down there, and it's treat you well. You feel like you're part of the family when you walk into that place, and it's in, like you said, 7 days a week. That's unreal.
Good.
Also attend the ribbon cutting out at the Emmanuel New Sports Park. I never thought I'd see Kingsview look so great. I mean, you know, you got to remember when I first came here, that had a different atmosphere. And I give it to Manuel. That is probably the most prestigious tennis court in the state of California, and other than a private facility somewhere. And on that, that's all I have. But I would like one thing I would kind of like to bring up, if it's okay, about. We are on insurance tonight, and in 2016, we have a deadline for employees to retire and stay on health insurance. After that, they can't. I think in a couple of years, well, by 2016, we have 5, 6 maybe essential employees that will be retiring because they have to. And I would like staff maybe to consider looking at moving that line a couple of years to like 2018, so maybe that we could retain these employees for a couple of more years. And it would also give the city an ample opportunity maybe to start grooming somebody for those positions and get them up to speed, because we're going to lose a lot of experience and knowledge if those 5, 6 people retire at one time, and they're in essential positions within the city. And I would just kind of like to know what it would look like if we add a couple of years maybe to that line.
What Mr. Beck is referring to is the grandfathering clause that we put into the retiree medical benefit resolution that states that if you are a current employee and you retire before December 31st of 2016, you receive you're in tier one, which is 100% of the coverage like we offer the current retirees. If you retire after that point, it's 80%, which is still a phenomenal amount that you're covered, but it's not the full amount. And that's what he's referring to, is potentially, is it council's desire and wish to move that line from December 2016 a couple of years? Mr. Beck did speak to me about this previously and asked how he goes about doing this legally under our current council procedures that we have, our protocols. And so I mentioned from the dais is the appropriate place for that. And if there is at least another member who wants to second that, then staff knows that we can spend our time moving forward on that and doing some research and bringing that back to the council with information.
Now, if we do move it, there will be a cost to the city.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
And if you can just bring, I mean, I don't mind to have what he's requesting, if you can, the next 2 years, but if we can see some information of what kind of cost it's going to be to the city.
Yeah.
And then I think it's important to crunch the numbers.
Yeah, and then see what it's going to be. If it's feasible, we can do it. If we feel it's going to be a little burned, then it goes the other way, but at least we can take a look at it.
Perfect.
All right?
Perfect. Because my concern is losing the personnel and retraining may be as expensive as the cost we would by keeping them. And I just,
it could be. Yeah.
That's just why I'd like to see maybe the numbers on it.
Sure, that's no problem.
So it sounds like we've got a first and a second, and we just wanted to, Mr. Beck and I were going through our council protocols, making sure we don't pull those up frequently. So it sounds like we've got the two, and that's all we needed to make sure that we were spending our time in the appropriate place. So thank you very much, council. Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. Mayor Pro Tem?
Nothing.
Okay. I only have two. I had an enjoyable dinner with the Sunrise Kiwanis Club spaghetti dinner out at Sierra View. That was nice. And when I walked in there, it had a nice crowd in there. So the second one was this past Saturday. I had a meeting with Joaquin Arambula, who was running for Perea's seat, assembly seat. Had about a half hour to 45 minutes discussion with him, and he's got some nice things that he's looking at concerning the valley. That's what he's concerned about. So I told him that I would like to, if it's possible, service clubs, wonder if they would invite a candidate like that to come and speak to them, ask them questions, and a question and answer session. So I think I'd like to do that and kind of help him. If he's thinking about his dad, I supported his dad, Juan Arambula, quite a few years ago. He did quite a job for the valley, so just thought I'd bring that up. That's all I have, so I'll turn it over to staff reports.
Okay, thank you. As a reminder to council, next week is the League of California Cities annual conference, and there will be a few of us going this year. Generally, the annual conference is not one we go to. We go to the specialty conferences, but we will be receiving the top award in the state for a city to get, that Helen Putnam Award. So
right.
I'd be glad to bring that back on October 13th, our next council meeting, and tell you all about it. And we have John Swenning, our restorative justice coordinator, is going to be working a booth. The league asked us to have a booth there so that we can present our information to other cities that may be interested. So he has graciously offered to go and work the booth for the entirety of the conference. The police chief and I and Mark will be there as well to accept the award. So we are really happy about that. So that is next week, which means obviously I'll be out in San Jose. So if you need me, please do call upon our very capable staff.
Okay.
The superintendent did call me and did request that we coordinate a joint meeting with the KCUSD School Board and the City Council so that we can talk about some of the joint programs we have going on, such as the CNG station, which is under construction as we speak. And if you haven't driven out there, there's a construction trailer and things going on, and it's very exciting. We have the school district headquarters construction, which you've seen has started. We have the restorative justice program, and so we have a lot of exciting joint programs. At this point, he has asked if we could see if October 27th would work. So I'm going to have Sylvia contact each of you to find out. That is a regularly scheduled council meeting for us. Last time we did a joint meeting with them, we held it out at the community center, and then we broke into two groups, and they went to a different room for their regular meeting. We stayed in our room for our meeting. So I think we could work it very nicely and keep our agenda short for that night.
Okay.
So Sylvia will be calling you to find out if that date works for you, and if not, we will just find a different date. Along the lines of joint meetings, I did have a nice meeting with the new city manager in Dinuba and spoke about potentially a joint meeting, and he did request, because he has not yet gotten his feet under him, that we hold off for quite a while. They have brand new council members and some interesting council dynamics occurring, and with him being new. So we haven't forgotten that this council did state that they would like to see a joint meeting, but we're going to hold off a little while on
that. What's his name again?
His name is Louis Patlon, and he was the city manager in Kerman.
Kerman, okay.
At one point in time, I believe, was a city, a mayor in Parlier or Sanger.
right.
Yeah.
Parlier, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting history, a lot of good vision for Dinuba, so I think we'll be a good partnership there.
Right.
So, And then in October, I'll be bringing to you an MOU for the Groundwater Sustainability Agency, the GSA. We did already sign an MOU for that, and in fact, we also then took forward authorization to have some legislation at the state that would be authored and carried by Assemblymember Perea to legislatively form our GSA. And as you may recall, literally an hour before it was going to be voted upon, Perea pulled that bill, and so it won't be heard till next year. In order to meet the timelines of the Groundwater Sustainability Agency legislation, we're going to formalize the MOU that previously we approved but hadn't moved it forward. We're putting new language in there that gives it a little more teeth and creates it as a stronger MOU. So we will be bringing that to the council in October and doing a presentation to let you know exactly where we are in this process and what it will all entail. So go into a little more, but you will see yet another MOU. And the purpose for that is that the timelines are starting to get short. So if that bill that will be voted upon next year in the legislature doesn't pass, we want to make sure we've got a backup. Okay. So there's the MOU. Are there any other staff who have? No. All right. I believe that's all, Mayor.
All right. Well, thank staff for the presentation and council for tonight's meeting. And I'll close the meeting tonight. Have a nice week, folks.
I was going to tell you something. Did you notice when they got up?